This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's rollout of the coronavirus vaccine continues. Here's CPR's Ben Marcus.
Scott Sherman is with the Colorado National Guard. He says the timing on these vaccines is tricky.
Once you puncture that vial, you really have 6 hours to use that vaccine.
And so he says it's better to not waste any time figuring out the precise priority of who goes first.
Even if it's phase 1A or 1B, that you at least have those people in line, because a shot in the arm to anyone in those phases is certainly better than a wasted vaccine.
Colorado has already received 100,000 doses of vaccine, and the state has already given one dose to 40,000 people. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The pandemic has forced houses of worship to modify their Christmas services this year. Tamara Boynton is with the Interfaith Alliance.
They've been able to let go of some of those traditions because they've been taken from us, and in their place, communities have been able to create new traditions or create new ways of experiencing the holy during this time.
Some churches are holding drive-in services. Others will have candlelight vigils and singing outside. NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, will again tonight be tracking Santa from its headquarters at Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado Springs. Major Cameron Hillier says kids who call in always have two main questions.
One, where's Santa? Two, when's he getting to my house? Those are the two primary questions right off the top.
NORAD Santa Tracker is online and on the phone at 877-HI-NORAD. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.